Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb, closing out your week in style here on a Friday. By the way, third anniversary of this show, so wish us a happy anniversary on Twitter.
That's a good.
Yeah, that's a good. That's at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's. 3 years together, so, that's, you know, right. We're still hanging in there.
And I looked it up. The third anniversary gift is leather.
Leather. Oh, wow. That's great. I'll get you a handbag.
Ooh. I was going to get you chaps.
Ah, nice, nice. All right, what's the good of the day?
I hate doing this type of good.
Right.
But, you know, when you see excellence or you see something amazing, you got to do it. And it pains me to do this, but I got to highlight the Padres.
Yes, yes. What a game last night by the Padres.
All right. If you're new to the show, where have you been the last 3 years? But anyways,
right, I know, right?
I'm a Dodgers fan, and the Padres have the Dodgers number every single game this season. I don't understand it. I think we've only won like one out of like 20 of them against them. But anyways, you got to recognize excellence. A pitcher by the name of Daniel Camarena, who was just called up to AAA.
Just called up from AAA.
Yep. Facing Max Scherzer with the bases loaded, and did this.
Camarena to deep right field. Camarena plays it. Slam Diego. Are you kidding me? The Padres pitcher they just brought up from El Paso, the San Diego kid, to the grand slam. That's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
It really is unbelievable.
Okay, so let me just make this point. Whenever announcers use unbelievable, I always kind of cringe because it's not an elephant walking a tightrope. But this is unbelievable. Like, this is something you could not sell to somebody who didn't see it.
First major league hit, facing probably one of the best pitchers in the game right now, right?
Three-time Cy Young Award winner, right? Mike Scherzer?
And it's a
grand slam.
Not only that, but it's the Padres, and what's their nickname? Slam Diego.
Right.
So,
like save the ticket stub. Like, if you were at the game, like, that's, and I have no idea if this kid will do anything else, but it doesn't matter. And then they showed a statistic. They said this is the first time that a pitcher, their first major league hit was a grand slam since, like, 1890.
Oof.
Like, first of all, how in God's name do they call that up so quickly? I know they got computers and algorithms. Yeah. I get it. But still. And the second thing is, anytime you can say that we have not seen this in over 120 years, take a good look at it. Really look at it.
And then you can throw the line unbelievable.
Then you can throw the line unbelievable. When you have a situation like you just mentioned, called up, first hit, grand slam, Max Scherzer, 1895 or whatever it was the last time it happened, then unbelievable is the term you use.
Then most likely you'll be more likely to see an elephant walking a tightrope.
Exactly. You're more likely to see an elephant walking a tightrope than seeing this again. You're absolutely right. It was phenomenal.
So,
phenomenal.
But this one really pains me. It's hard for me to do it, but you know what? For the show, you got to do it.
Well, here's the thing. They were down 8-0, and they rallied to win.
Yeah,
they won the game. So that's the other problem.
Of course they did.
Right.
I mean, just unreal. I mean, how much of a high is this kid riding?
Unreal.
I mean, just to get the call up. You know, we've all seen the videos. You're pulled into the manager's offense, and you know, offense like, hey, we're not. Just want to let you know, we're not taking you to Albuquerque this weekend.
Yeah.
You know. You got to go meet up with the team in, I don't even know where they were playing.
You're going to go to the show, and here's the deal. Like, you're going to pack your bags, and then somebody's going to get them, and then you won't see them again until the hotel room.
Yeah.
Like, that's how awesome it's going to be for you. And there's going to be a buffet. Instead of us giving you a coupon for a 2-to-1 chicken dinner at the local, wherever we're at, town, you're going to get a buffet meal every time you're done with baseball.
Yeah.
You're going to just walk into a room full of food.
And then the manager always throws in the same line. You won't be back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
You will be. But
yeah, you will be, probably. But, so good for him. Just, that's awesome.
God, I mean, what a moment.
What By the way, moment. if I was a baseball player and I got called up and I was pitching and I was like, and it was like my first game, I would tell my parents not to go or watch. Because I would be the guy that would be like, and the manager is coming to get him after he gives up 7 runs in just a third of an inning in his major league debut.
But what
as
if,
he's ready to face the lineup again for the second time here in the first.
What if you have, you remember the movie The Rookie?
With
Dennis
barely.
Quaid? What if you have his moment when he got called up, he threw 3 fastballs and struck out the guy?
That would be awesome. Then I would send my parents the tape.
Okay,
I would
go, there you go.
Here you go. I did actually well, but I always feel bad when they show the parents taking the pictures and they're all excited. Yep. And then he gives up 8 runs in a third and he just take it. It's like, ooh, okay.
But your parents are going to be there no matter what.
They
you know they will.
Be there no matter what.
Because what? All
I'd
of
tell
sudden,
them not to go. I'd say, don't go. Yeah, I'm going to disappoint you. I'm likely to disappoint you.
Because you're not going to not tell them that you made it to the show.
Oh, of course. But I'm going to say don't show up because if you show up and you're all excited and I'm giving up a base hit to the pitcher with the bases loaded and I have gotten 1 out and that was on a fly ball deep to center, you're going to leave here going, wow, my kid may have to go back to El Paso.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm glad we kept the house there.
Exactly. What's the bad of the day?
Oh, Tony, you remember your favorite festival?
No.
Fire Festival.
Oh, Fire Festival. Yeah okay. I started thinking one I went to.
No.
Well, I've never been to one.
I know you wish you went to this one.
Okay.
Because the settlement has came in, or is coming in.
Oh, has it? Is coming. Okay.
Yeah, the judge just has to sign off on it. Now, you know, to remind people of the Fire Festival, it was probably the biggest bust of all time as far as festivals go.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest scams I've ever seen.
Now,
and by the way, I've seen the documentary 3 or 4 times. I laugh every time I watch it.
Do you remember the price of the VIP package?
Oh, it was like $10,000?
I was like, it's somewhere around 50.
Okay, oh, 50, yeah.
Yeah, and you got that little cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
And the lowest price ticket, just to refresh your memory, was about $500.
Right.
Right.
And then they told people to load up like $3,000 on their wristbands that didn't really exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the settlement came in, and the issue that they're having with the settlement is that they've been having issues recouping some of the money from some of the corporate sponsors that were a part of it.
Oh, boy.
Surprisingly, right?
Right.
Because imagine everyone wanted to disassociate themselves with it. So as the settlement, and as soon as the judge signs off of this, the settlement for you bought the $50,000 package or the $500 ticket is $280.
Oh, that's it? Well, they lost all that money.
It just keeps on giving.
Yeah.
$280.
How come Ja Rule isn't liable for any of this? They said, like in the documentary, I've seen it, that he got out. He got out of this.
Great. Yeah, it's a good question.
Like, I watched it, documentary. He looked like he knew what he was getting involved in, trying to put a... That is the most hilarious thing. It was a perfect storm of people being scared to not go to that.
Yep.
And people being a little nervous about it. But, they had this island. The funniest thing was they had an island that was owned by Pablo Escobar. And they were leasing it, though they said they owned it, but they were leasing it. And the guy who owned the island said, do not mention that this island was owned by Pablo Escobar. And they put it in the ads the second they could. And so the guy goes, you don't get the island anymore. And they're like, why? And they're like, we told you not to say Pablo Escobar. You put it in all the advertising on party on Pablo Escobar's island. So then they had to find another place for it, and they happened to be scheduled at this unbelievable yachting event that was going on at Great Exuma, and there was no hotels available at all. It was fantastic.
So then they had tents, and then the food. That's what I remember. It was just everyone opening up their styrofoam package and go, look, this is what $50,000 got me.
My favorite is the videos of the people at the airport. They're like, hello, we're going to Fire Festival. We'll be partying all week with Bella Hadid and all these celebrities. We're going to be staying in a villa. And then they get there and a school bus takes them to some FEMA shelter. It was the best. It was the best. Oh, it was great.
Well, they're going to get their $280.
$280, which wasn't even the cost of the ticket home.
No. Wasn't like I mean, you
I'm
can't,
sorry.
You
this
can't
is
even,
complete laughing at somebody else's misfortune.
I mean, you can't judge. You can't find $280 justifies any cost that you would have spent on
that. Yeah, completely. All right. So, what is the what's the dumb of the day?
Well, it's reaching a fever pitch in England. I'm sure. I know this because England is in the Euro final.
They're against Italy on Sunday.
Italy on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, here's part of the good. If England is to win, Boris Johnson will probably create a bank holiday for that Monday.
Oh, God. Well, what the hell are we? Why don't we do that here?
Meaning, yeah. You know, just saying, you know, hey, if England wins, we know it's going to be a late night. Businesses are closed, or, you know, maybe you're opening up like at noon or 1 o'clock.
Now, hold on. Before I criticize us as a country, do they not do this in places like, hey, we just won the college basketball national championship. School is off tomorrow.
I think they do that. They do that with schools.
But we don't do
businesses.
That in cities. Like, I don't think people in Tampa got Wednesday off or whatever. When did they win the cup? Wednesday night?
Oh, are you talking about, well, no one cares about how I was going to Super Bowl.
Well, whatever, they win a championship. It doesn't matter.
Well, they win them all. So pick one.
Well, whatever. Like, World Series, it doesn't matter. But just recently, they just won the cup. I don't think businesses said, hey, you don't get the next day off.
No, and I don't think, you know, when they decide to do a parade or the boat regatta that they do, I don't think businesses will close that day either.
Yeah, I think you have to call in sick.
Yeah.
And just say, and then people go, really, you're sick? So yeah, I'm sick with, like, 5 million other people.
So that, in a way, is kind of good. Where the dumb comes in is that businesses will be closing early on Sunday, which makes sense.
That's a good idea.
But a lot of those businesses are pubs.
Okay, that's not a good idea.
No. Why would you close early? And the reasoning behind it is like, well, we want our staff to be able to watch the game. And it's like,
well, can't they just watch the game and work?
Yeah, aren't you going to just have it on TV anyways?
Yeah.
And, you know, because, I mean, that's a day they'd be making a lot of money.
A lot of money. And wouldn't you want pubs to be open in case Italy pulls out the victory?
Well, that or wouldn't you want the pubs to be open when England does win?
Okay, but yeah, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, wouldn't you want somebody to go, what do you need? And he's like, oh, I need a pint. Italy 7-2.
Yeah.
What a drubbing. Give me everything you got.
Give me the hardest thing you have.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be right.
That doesn't make any sense to me. It's bars and pubs, I don't know. I think they're the same thing over there.
Let's not copy that.
That they're going to be closing early so people can watch the games.
I said this yesterday, and I put it out on Twitter, but there's a lot going on in England in the next 2 weeks. The British Open is next week.
Yeah.
Wimbledon finals are this weekend with Euro 2020.
Yep.
And then they got the British Grand Prix next Sunday. There's a lot of major events going on in England.
It's the place to be right now.
Right now, it's the place to be.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, so basically what you're saying, if you're planning on going to Tokyo, change your flights and change your plans and go to England.
If you go to England this weekend, if you leave today and just stay 1 week, like leave on a Monday, so go Friday to next Monday, you could see four pretty good events, depending on your taste.
Yep.
Imagine if you had access to all four of the events.
You have to leave today.
You'd have to leave today. That's what I said.
Yeah. Leave today.
I said leave today. Come back a week from Monday.
A week from Monday. Okay.
Yeah. Because you would see Euro, the finals on Sunday, Wimbledon finals. You could see the Wimbledon finals if you're around. The British Open all next week at Royal St. George's with the final round on Sunday. And then the British Grand Prix at Silverstone next Sunday as well.
You know, there's like guys, you know, a couple of my friends used to do this where they'd plan on going to a city to do like a sports weekend and take in a whole bunch of games. This would be the ultimate one.
Yeah, this would be great. You could squeeze in all of these bad boys. That'd be great. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Speaking of Britain, we've got Roger Bennett coming up, part of Men in Blazers. He's in the United States now, but he's from Liverpool. We'll talk to him about his new book. We'll talk about the Euro finals. That's coming up in a couple minutes as well as we continue with Wake Up Call.